stay tuned for one of the most fascinating programs you'll ever hear as we explore the strange and mysterious world of the paranormal and UFOs. Welcome to the Paranet Continuum, a weekly program dealing with extraordinary claims of the paranormal on Earth and beyond. Whether or not you believe in the paranormal, the controversies are real, and this program will try to get to the bottom of it. Your host is Michael Corbin, Director of Paranet Information Services, a global communications network based near Denver, Colorado, dedicated to the investigation of parapsychology, futuristic science, and the UFO enigma. We invite you to keep an open mind as we discuss some of the most fascinating and strange subjects around. Now here's your host, Michael Corbin.
And good evening and welcome to this edition of the Paranet Continuum, home of common sense, no-nonsense, paranormal talk radio. And tonight, we're going to have kind of basically open lines like we did last week, and we may have a guest joining us on those open lines, but for now we're going to we're just going to get on there and talk tonight about whatever is on your mind. And, of course, there's a lot, I'm sure, with a lot of news that has been coming through lately with the Heaven's Gate affair in San Diego, California. The passing of Comet Hale-Bopp, this spectacular comet is now on its way out. And I understand that in the middle of April, we will no longer be able to see it. But anyway, for some news tonight, at the top of the news, I have an interesting article. A couple of years ago, we read a news piece on the program about an insurance policy that was being issued against alien abduction. Well, if this Heaven's Gate thing isn't stupid enough, we've got a story coming off of the Business Wire News Service from Claremont, California, dated April the 5th. The title of it is, Insurance Expert Says Heaven's Gate Cult Should Collect, Even Though Policy on Alien Abduction Should Have Been Illegal. The article reads, the Heaven's Gate cult may be entitled to collect the full $39 million on its insurance policy against alien abduction, even though California law should never have allowed such a policy to be written. Now, this is a leading insurance specialist in insurance law, he said to the Business Wire service. News reports say that the policy written by good fellow Rebecca Ingrams Pearson Insurance Company in London, what a weird name, covered up to 50 members and would pay $1 million per person for death caused by aliens as well as alien abductions or impregnations. The beneficiary was the Society of Heaven's Gate. It is very clear that the members took their own lives in expectation of redemption in a spaceship they believed was trailing the Hale-Bopp Comet. I wonder where they got that idea, said John C. McCarthy, an attorney that is based in California. McCarthy in 74 won the first case in the nation in which a policyholder successfully sued his insurance company for illegally refusing to pay a claim in bad faith. He is also the author of Recovery of Damages for Bad Faith, first published in 1975 by Law Press Corporation. Now, the attorney noted that the members were careful not to mutilate their bodies and were dressed for a trip aboard a spacecraft. All of the physical evidence suggests that they expected to be transported to another world, McCarthy added. Nevertheless, McCarthy has said, the sale of the policy should have been prohibited by the state insurance commissioner, who is required to approve all policies sold in the state. The policy is clearly against the public interest, as well as a transparent fraud, except to the Californians who, like Heaven's Gate members, think they are paying for something of value. Again, it's stupid. It is not surprising that the policy figured in the cult's plans, including the timing of the first deaths of some of its members. If the company pays it, the cult is funded so the remaining members can continue to expand and prosper in style. In my opinion, and this is McCarthy talking, this should not be a proper purpose of insurance in California. But if the company does not pay benefits due a policyholder, it is liable for damages, including possible punitive damages, for what is known in legal terms as tortious bad faith denial of benefits. The beneficiary in this case, the cult itself, stands to win either way only because such an absurd and dangerous policy was permitted to be sold in California in the first place. The cult paid $1,000 last October the 10th for the policy, which was still in effect when 39 of its members died. An insurance company official said the firm has stopped selling such policies because we don't wish to contribute to a repetition of the Heaven's Gate death. You're up to your ass and alligators. I guess you should have not forgot to drain the swamp. I guess it's a little too late to be worried about that. McCarthy's landmark case involving a man who lost his foot in an accident is Silberg versus California Life Insurance Company, and it was decided by the Supreme Court. Okay, moving on. Now, in interest, I guess this kind of comes on the heels, too, of the Heaven's Gate affair, but this comes from UPI. It says the Pentagon can't say UFOs exist. The article is dated April the 1st. If extraterrestrials have visited Earth, the Pentagon won't admit to having seen them. Defense Department spokesman Ken Bacon said, "We cannot substantiate the existence of UFOs, and we are not harboring remains of UFOs. Americans have long been fascinated with the idea of visitors from outer space." Hundreds of Internet sites addressed the topic, and 39 people who killed themselves in California last week believed their souls would be transported to new containers on a spaceship that was following the Hale-Bopp comet. The Air Force investigated UFO sightings from 1947 through 1969. Now, in those 22 years, Bacon said, Project Blue Book probed 12,618 sightings and concluded, 1, no UFO reported, investigated, or evaluated posed a threat to the United States. Number 2, none of the evidence represented technological developments or principles beyond the range of our scientific knowledge. And that's interesting. Number 3, there was no evidence indicating that the UFOs were extraterrestrial vehicles. Now, Bacon said Tuesday that most of the reports were explained by meteorological phenomena like lightning or were planes in the area. Project Blue Book was closed in 1969 because it just was not a good way to use the taxpayers' money. Many UFO buffs believe a UFO crashed near Roswell, New Mexico, and that the Air Force is hiding aliens' remains. Those people would probably find significance in the fact that 701 of Project Blue Book's reported sightings remained unexplained. The military now refers UFO calls to private organizations. And that was from the United Press International. Now, another interesting thing, we're talking about Roswell, because Roswell is in the news again, somewhat. I don't know how many of you saw the ABC special, I'm sorry, not ABC, but I believe it was NBC special recently, about the alien autopsy footage, and of course, and I think a lot of people now agree that that was hoaxed. But we took this this next bit of information off of the World Wide Web. Stan Friedman, who is a nuclear physicist and author of a couple of books, has been on this program a couple of times. As you probably well know, Stan Friedman has been a large proponent of the alien spacecraft or real, or flying saucers are real, is the title of his talks and everything. He's lectured in over 600 universities across the United States and Canada and other places overseas. But anyway, Friedman's webpage is very interesting. I will give you the URL for it here fairly soon, but some interesting things about Roswell I wanted to bring up to you. And again, this is Friedman. This is Friedman's webpage. The title of this is Roswell Unlimited. And he writes, because 1997 is the 50th anniversary of the recovery of at least two crashed saucers and several alien bodies in New Mexico in early July 1947, many Roswell-related books will be appearing. A real surprise was the announcement by Pocketbooks of a new book the day after Roswell by retired Army Colonel Philip J. Corso to be published in July. Now, this is something that's coming up in July this year. Supposedly, he will say that there was a Roswell crash, bodies were recovered, and he knew about it all along, having been asked to check into back engineering saucer technology for the Army's Foreign Technology Division. Now, Corso has surfaced by 1994 and had visited Roswell. He is best known for making claims about over 1,000 U.S. POWs being taken from Korea by the Russians in the 1950s. He has testified to various congressional hearings and was even featured in Time magazine September 30, 1996. The claim is that he was a key advisor to the National Security Council under President Eisenhower. He certainly was with the intelligence liaison staff at the NSC Operations Coordinating Board, the OCB, for 3 years, from 1953 to 1956, according to official documents which Stan Friedman has. Now, Friedman voices his concerns, and he says they're twofold. Number one, Because of his background, the major media are likely to pay far more attention to him than they have to serious researchers on Roswell. In the United Kingdom, for example, in 1996, Nick Pope's superficial and often inaccurate book, Open Skies, Closed Minds, got far more attention than Timothy Good's much more deeply researched book, Beyond Top Secret, because Nick Pope had worked for the MOD, which is the Ministry of Defense in the United Kingdom. He was touted as the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, a grossly undeserved connection. Okay, Friedman's second concern is if Corso's claims turn out to be strictly based on reading available literature and not substantiated by new documents and other evidence, this could easily discredit the Roswell story. The comparison here is to the supposed alien autopsy footage still being touted by Ray Santilli, the UK distributor, and Bob Kiviat, who produced the Fox television show, Time Will Tell. Concerning the autopsy footage, an interview with the purported military cameraman was actually shown on Japanese television. Enhanced frames showing the cameraman's face were spread around the internet, although it was supposed to be seen. Unfortunately, there is still no documentation that the person really is a former military cameraman, that he had a high security clearance, or was anywhere near a crashed saucer near Socorro, New Mexico, in May or June of 47. Now, acceptance of Santilli's autopsy footage is as genuine is also the basis for a new book, Beyond Roswell, due at the end of March by UK researcher Philip Mantle and German publisher Michael Hesseman. Supposedly, Michael has found Santilli's new Roswell crash location near Socorro, New Mexico, 170 miles from Roswell, and occurring at the end of May of 47, and having no connection with recoveries near Corona and in the plains of San Agustin, well west of Socorro in early July, as described in Crash at Corona. Okay, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll take your calls, 1-800-836-2009, 1-800-836-2009. I do have a guest online, and when we come back, we'll introduce him. And again, like I said, we'll take your calls. Stay tuned. I'm Michael Corbin, and you're listening to the Paranet Continuum. We'll be right back.
Get ready to copy down some computer addresses. I'm going to tell you how you can plug into the oldest and most reliable news and information service on UFOs and the paranormal on the entire planet. It's the Paranet Information Services Worldwide Network. First of all, check out our page on the World Wide Web. It provides you hot links to other UFO and paranormal sites, along with audio clips from recent Parent radio shows and much more. Type in www.paranet.org/Paranet/. If you're a subscriber to America Online, CompuServe, or the Microsoft Network, you can access the 7 Paranet news groups covering UFOs, metaphysics, parapsychology, and more. Just select the Internet News Group function from your online service and search for Paranet. You can also send us email at this address, paranet@paranet.org. So, don't accept wannabes and substitutes. The name is Paranet, the world's most important communications network. Some of the things you'll hear on this program are simply unbelievable. But what if they're for real? Keep an open mind and stay tuned to the Paranet Continuum with your host, Michael Corbin.
And welcome back. 1-800-836-2009. 1-800-836-2009. That is our call-in talk line, and give us a call. Whatever's on your mind tonight, we're going to talk about it. I guess one of the things that has really been on the news and in the forefront of our minds over the last couple of weeks has been the tragedy in San Diego with the death of 39 people in a mass suicide known as Heaven's Gate. And, of course, we talked about this last week, and we had a very interesting discussion. I got a lot of valuable input from my listeners out there about what we talked about. And joining us tonight from the middle of rural Texas on the road is a very qualified expert on cults and Satanism and that type of thing. And he is the author of a couple of books, The Interruption of Eternity and Painted Black. And he is a professor of religious studies at Denver University. He's been there 25 years. He is an expert, again, like I said, on cults. And it's my pleasure to welcome to the program Dr. Carl Raschke. Good evening.
Good evening.
Thanks for being on the program with us.
Thank you.
I guess the one thing I want to ask right off the bat is, are we going to see, you know, cults are becoming a big thing today, and are we going to see a lot more of this?
Well, I don't know if we're going to see more suicides or mass murders. I think you're going to become more aware of cult activity, particularly of the Heaven's Gate kind. You know, there are many UFO cults, I think that's what Heaven's Gate called itself,
right,
that are out there. Heaven's Gate was just the one that gained attention. The media tends to focus on this when there's some kind of debacle or tragedy and ignore it otherwise. And since these people killed themselves, they brought attention to this kind of cult. But Heaven's Gate was only one of numerous kinds that are still out there, and some are more bizarre than that one.
Can you give us some idea when you say some are more bizarre? I know that you've researched probably several of them yourself. What kind of features do we see in some of these cults?
Well, there is no common feature, but increasingly you're going to see activities of cults that we call neo-Gnostic, where people believe they have some kind of special key to getting into the higher levels, or the next level, as Heaven's Gate called it. They believe that they're going to be transported off into an astral dimension or to other planets, or to communicate with deities and spirits who are trying to get a message across to mankind, and there are the particular channels for that. So we're probably going to see more kinds of Heaven's Gate, though I'm not sure that they will end up in the spectacular way that Heaven's Gate did.
Okay. Now, Dr. Raschke, I've been very impressed with your book, Painted Black, and I know that this doesn't necessarily touch on the cult angle, but what is happening with people today in the society where we're seeing so much of this happening? What's taking place where we're seeing, you know, large numbers of people that are gravitating toward this stuff?
Well, we're seeing a phenomenon that's been called by some scholars millennial fever. As we approach the year 2000, people get a sense of expectancy that there's some kind of big transformation underway, you know. Evangelical Christians expect the return of Christ. In fact, I was just at a church service this morning where that was the subject. You're going to see people expect some kind of global transformation of some sort. A lot of that has to do with the end of the Cold War, the malaise in American society. People are looking for something dramatic and tremendous to happen, because if you think about it, everything's rather ordinary. The economy's doing well. There is no major enemy. We just find a kind of slow corruption and rot, and that's always a condition for people to express their passions in strange religious outlets.
Okay, let's take a call. We've got a caller calling in from our affiliate in Denver, KHOW. His name is Will. Good evening, Will. Will? Hello, Will. Are you there? Okay, I guess, Will, we've lost Will. Dr. Raschke, are we headed, I guess in some ways, the word that comes up in my mind is, and I think this is something we see more and more of, the aesthetics of terrorism, okay?
Right.
How does
chapter title of my book.
Right. And how does this type of a, in other words, does this have an impact on our society where you have 39 people taking their lives in a mass suicide? How does this affect the population?
Okay, well, this is not quite the same thing. That's really a different subject at Heaven's Gate, but I might as well talk about it. I coined the word aesthetics of terror or aesthetic terrorism. You're seeing that more and more among white supremacists, people who use religious ideologies as a means of justifying violence. We've been seeing a rise in domestic terrorism in this country. The Oklahoma City bombing was the most egregious example. The public probably isn't aware that there was a religious ideology within that network that brought about the Oklahoma City bombing. The federal government would like to say it was just one lone wacko, but I think the defense is going to say, well, I know the defense is going to say, and my own research shows that you had people that had a strong millennial belief, and McVeigh was part of that network, and that's why they bombed Oklahoma City.
Okay, hold that thought. We're going to go to break, and when we come back, we'll take, we've got some callers who want to talk to you, and we'll get back with that. Dr. Carl Raschke is my guest. He's on the road in Texas, and it's really a pleasure to have him on the program. 1-800-836-2009, 1-800-836-2009. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Paranet Continuum, and we will be right back.
We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's best personal computer just for you. Better, stronger, faster than it was before. We have a stark ambition to make your computer everything you need it to be. You've had it in your dreams, now get it in your computer. Better monitors, stronger, bigger hard drives, faster processors and modems. You can have the technology the government can't cover up at prices far below what the Defense Department pays for a paperclip. Call Stark Ambition today at 303-809-0274 or visit our website at www.starknet.com. Call for the best prices on components, new systems, service and repair on single units and networks. On the information superhighway, it's better to travel with a nerd. So get yours today and put our Stark Ambition to work for you. Call Stark Ambition 303-809-0274 or see our price list on the web at www.starknet.com.
There are many magazines about UFOs. Continuum is different. Continuum is the official quarterly publication of Paranet and MICAP and is the outgrowth of Paranet's worldwide communications network on paranormal phenomena. It's in-depth, challenging, and above all, fascinating. It takes a straight-ahead, no-nonsense look at UFOs, worldwide sighting reports, parapsychology, abduction phenomena, futuristic science, and much, much more. You can get Continuum for just $18 a year. Continuum is also available by fax for a small additional fee. Be informed. Call now and subscribe to Continuum. Call 1-800-UFO-NET-1. That's 1-800-836-6381. Visa and MasterCard accepted. Continuum, published by Paranet Information Services in MICAP. Order yours today at 1-800-UFO-NET-1. Continuum, one of the most fascinating magazines you'll ever read.
mystery of UFOs, strange lights in the sky, crashed saucers, alien abductions, secret military projects, government cover-ups, hoaxes, and frauds. We cover it all on the Paranet Continuum. Now back to your host, Michael Corbin.
And 1-800-836-2009, 1-800-836-2009. We're going to go right to the phones. We're going to take a call. We have Will calling in from our affiliate in Denver, KHOW. Good evening, Will.
Hi. Enjoy your show.
Hey, thank you very much.
I hope it doesn't get taken off.
I do, too.
Because it's too good. I mean, people should probably call these KHOW people and tell them to leave it on. It's an intelligent show. It's not like that other one from the guy in Pahrump.
Yeah.
But anyway, your guest made some very interesting points that I agree with, and I'm sure countless people do. But weren't the seeds for this planted a long time ago, this general irrationality? You know, people have horoscopes in the newspaper, and people used to talk about crystals and pyramid power, and there's always been a goofy element that's been exploited in this country.
Dr. Ashby?
Well, that's true. The New Age movement wasn't really that new.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a repackaging of what we call the esoteric, the metaphysical, the occult, which have been deeply embedded in American culture, you know, since the early frontier, even during the heyday of fundamentalist Christianity. So we're just seeing more sophisticated ways of exploiting these kind of belief systems.
Isn't it a shame that we're technologically more advanced than all the time, and we still can't seem to let go of superstitions?
Depends what you mean by superstition. I mean, the thing is, we don't know. Science is increasingly looking more and more mystical in today's world, but people don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing the kind of general decomposition of authority, including religious authority.
Mm-hmm.
So people don't really have any norms by which to say this is true or not. All they can say is, well, if it seems right to me, it must be true. That tendency in culture has been going on since the 60s. So,
oh, yeah.
One of the side effects of extreme libertarianism, that is, I'm not referring to the political movement, I'm referring to the idea that everybody is totally free to do or believe whatever they want to,
right,
has been an explosion of odd and irrational behavior, because mm-hmm. after all, whatever turns you on, that's kind of the laissez-faire attitude we take.
Right. Most of it's benign, but given that we live in a culture that's so scientifically illiterate and not always as skeptical as it should be, we're going to obviously see more of this as in the next few years, and it kind of worries me, because most of them won't be as benign as that Heaven's Gate cult. Some of them are going to want to take people with them. Does that scare you a little bit?
Well, my research shows that those groups you always already have with us. They just haven't gotten news.
Yeah.
Yes, there is a disaster waiting to happen. I find not the UFO cults to be the danger. It's these racist world transformation cults that believe that they've got the answer and people don't have the answer, have to be eliminated, or use their language, cleansed.
Right. Also, the Christian Reconstructionist movement, which is something that I don't think a lot of people are really aware of. These are ones that think we should live by the Old Testament.
Well, yes. And,
the point of a gun?
Those
people are scary.
Yes, and those people had ties into the Oklahoma City bombing, we're finding out. And so, yes, it's a real and growing threat of religious-backed terrorism in this country.
Well, let's just hope we can all get through the next few years with minimal casualties, okay? And I think it's a great show. I just hope you stay on the air in Denver, because you and your guests are doing a great service. Like I say, this is an intelligent show versus the garbage that passes for,
Right.
I refer to Art Bell, obviously.
Sure.
And I think this is, I just hope they keep you on a channel, on a radio station we can hear. And good guests.
Where a lot of the hype that created the Hale Bob UFO police system started.
Right.
And he claims absolutely no responsibility in it.
Well, I heard the show. In fact, I got a tape of the show months before I heard of Heaven's Gate, and we were all laughing about it, and I said, here's a talk show host that seems to be promoting this, and lo and behold, we have this disaster. So, I mean, that's not being genuine.
Well, one thing I will say in his defense is, since I never took him seriously in the first place, I can't imagine anyone else doing it, but if he gave that little extra nudge to some unstable people, I still say he has to claim at least a small part of the responsibility. And
well, he wasn't actually promoting it, but he was giving a lot of airtime to these people. And
yeah, like Courtney Brown and these other doofuses.
Yeah, right.
Well, anyway, I'm glad to hear intelligent, skeptical, rational people on this subject, and I do thank you very much, and thank you, Michael, as well.
Thanks, Will, for your call, and appreciate it. Keep listening.
Unfortunately, my cell phone is about to go out.
Your cell phone's about to go out?
Yeah, so I'm going to have to say goodnight.
Well, Dr. Rashke, I want to thank you for being on the program. I'd like to have you back another time to talk a little bit more in depth about what you touched on with that call with Will.
All right.
We'll hook up maybe in the next couple of weeks or so.
Sounds good.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much for being on the program tonight.
Sure, bye.
And that was Dr. Carl Rashke, who is he's a professor of religious studies at the University of Denver. He's become an expert on cults over the years. And I want to mention that he has published a book in 1990 called Painted Black, which I've read, and it's a very, very interesting book concerning some of this stuff. Of course, he touched on this a little bit with the caller, Will, concerning some of these other groups that are out there, you know, floating around. And we talked about the aesthetic of terror, as he calls it. And, you know, one of the things that we're going to see, and I personally feel that there's a linkable dynamic between Heaven's Gate and these other groups that Dr. Rashke mentions, because of the fact that I think some of the dynamics are present and are still, I think they're similar. Some of them are catalysts that cause these kinds of things to move forward. And as Will brought up, too, mentioning some of these radical groups out there that want conformity and they feel that they're elite, and as Dr. Rashke called them, neo-Gnostics. That's an interesting word to use. So anyway, I want to know what you think. 1-800-836-2009. Give us a call. 1-800-836-2009. That was quite a story that we were talking about too. If you have anything you want to say about Roswell, and I have one other thing I wanted to mention before we go to our next break about Roswell, and it has to do with Carl Flock. And if you remember, Carl Flock was that's an interesting name, too. He's a gentleman that was married to a woman who worked in Congressman Schiff's office in New Mexico. And Flock was kind of a big proponent of the alien crash theory and kind of helped to propel Congressman Schiff's efforts to approach the GAO and get them to tell what they knew about the UFO phenomena. Anyway, Stan Friedman, back to his webpage, he says here that the attacks on Roswell witnesses are coming from Carl Flock now. And Stan says, Carl Flock, now living in New Mexico and partly responsible for getting Albuquerque Congressman Stephen Schiff to get the General Accounting Office to search for documents related to Roswell, has changed his entire tune. He has stood strongly behind the case, and especially Roswell mortician Glenn Dennis, for some time, even writing a lengthy report for the Fund for UFO Research. Now, he is totally accepting Bob Todd's vicious attacks on Jesse Marcel Sr.'s integrity and rejecting Glenn's entire story. The basis seems to be that because no documentary proof has yet been provided that there was a real nurse at the base who meets Glenn's description, she must not have existed. He also, for reasons not well defined, accepts the USAF, the United States Air Force's mogul balloon explanation, even though it doesn't match the facts of the case. Though it makes certain fiction writers angry when I repeat it, I must once again say that absence of evidence is not evidence of absence of that evidence. I don't know about that, especially in situations where it would not be easy to provide that evidence. Now, Todd complains that some of Marcel's claims about his military records are not supported by his personnel file, therefore he was lying. This despite the fact that many old-time military men agree that records, especially during wartime, were generally not complete. It would not be surprising if a military nurse directly involved in handling alien bodies by being in the wrong place at the wrong time would have been moved in the equivalent of a secret witness program. I should note that years ago I had located a number of people who had worked in the medical group at Roswell. I gave the names of the nurses in the base yearbook in alphabetical order, including Glenn's, to one who had demonstrated an excellent memory of the nurses. He recalled her by name. I asked him what she looked like, and he described her similarly to the description given me by Glenn. An outstanding young researcher, Victor Greg Golubic, has located many people who were at the base hospital in 1946 through 48 time frame and were not in the yearbook. He has not given up yet on Glenn's nurse, though no records of her have yet been found, nor other direct memories. Okay. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll take your calls, 1-800-836-2009, 1-800-836-2009. Whatever's on your mind, give me a call. If you think I'm being too hard on the guy over there in Pahrump, Nevada, give me a call. I'm Michael Corbin, and you're listening to the Paranet Continuum. We'll be right back.
Get ready to copy down some computer addresses. I'm going to tell you how you can plug into the oldest and most reliable news and information service on UFOs and the paranormal on the entire planet. It's the Paranet Information Services Worldwide Network. First of all, check out our page on the World Wide Web. It provides you hot links to other UFO and paranormal sites, along with audio clips from recent Paranet radio shows and much more. Type in www.paranet.org/Paranet/. If you're a subscriber to America Online, CompuServe, or the Microsoft Network, you can access the 7 Paranet news groups covering UFOs, metaphysics, parapsychology, and more. Just select the Internet News Group function from your online service and search for Paranet. You can also send us email at this address, paranet@paranet.org. So, don't accept one of these and substitutes. The name is Paranet, the world's most important communications network.
Pilots depend on accurate, timely information, both in the cockpit and on the ground. Skyway Publications helps with both. The Skyway Airport Directory and Entertainment Guide provides convenient, accurate information for safe flight and landing operations, as well as local businesses that cater to pilots. These are free, pocket-sized guides with information on large and small airports nationwide, along with technical information, fuel and airport services, and businesses that can make life easier for pilots. Keep in mind, it's free. Check your local airport for the Skyway Publications Airport Directory and Entertainment Guide, or call area 970-669-1800. Call Skyway today and find out how the guide can also be a financial opportunity for you. Skyway Publications, your ticket to safer, cheaper, and more convenient flight. Check your local airport or call Skyway at 970-669-1800.
Listening to the Paranet Continuum. Whether or not you believe in the paranormal, there's a lot on the subject you haven't heard. Stay tuned, keep an open mind, and call in. Once again, here's your host, Michael Corbin.
1-800-836-2009, 1-800-836-2009. We're talking about cults tonight, I guess, and some other things. I've read a couple of articles about the Pentagon making a statement. Same old stuff, I guess. It's nothing new about the fact that they don't exist, the UFOs don't exist. And, of course, we've been talking about a little bit about Stan Friedman's stuff on his webpage. And if you have anything you want to say about that, give me a call at 1-800-836-2009. In the meantime, we're going to take a call. We've got Michael calling in from our affiliate in Denver, KHOW. Good evening. Michael, are you there?
I hope you continue to be here. J-Core has come like a tornado through Denver and destroyed intelligent radio. It really, they're pandering to a market that they think exists out there. And time will, I think, prove them wrong. But that's neither here nor there. I hope we don't lose you.
Well, thanks, Michael.
I've become quite a fan since you've been on, because you do approach these things intelligently. But I think that is exactly why I think you ought to just ignore Art Bell.
Yeah.
Because I think by recognizing him, by taking him seriously, you give him a level of credence that he does not deserve. I mean, Art Bell is an entertainer. He's not too bright. He appears to be very gullible.
Mm-hmm.
And he's out there to sell his show. And, I mean, this guy gets on every lunatic and charlatan that comes down the pike and just
right. Laps
it up.
I agree with what you're saying. I do agree with you that, you know, I might be maybe spending a little bit too much time on him. But, you know, the thing, I'll tell you, where I'm coming from on this is the fact that, number one, I have been saying for years, and believe me, Michael, I've, you know, since 1989 been researching this stuff, and I've met all kinds of people, and I've met a lot of weirdos. And the thing is that, you know, what my main concern is that, you know, I think it's important that people need to really have these points drilled home. And that is that, number one, we can't believe something just because someone says it's true. And, you know, over the years, I've had a lot of people approach me with wild and crazy claims, and I just ignore them. I have a file I call the interested file or interesting file. And I put a lot of that stuff in the interesting file, and if there's anything that can be proven, then yes, I'm interested in pursuing it. But, you know, anybody can tell a really good story. But the tragedy here is that I'm not saying that, I don't think I've maintained this at all, I'm not saying that the responsibility lies on Art Bell's shoulders for what happened in San Diego. I'm just saying that he contributed to it.
Well, but I think to a very small degree. These people have been out there in left field for 20, 25 years.
Sure.
And they were going to do this whether Art Bell went along with it or not.
It was just a catalyst.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think his influence is minimal, that the people who believe this sort of thing already believe it,
mm-hmm.
that they get their belief through other sources that if anything, Art Bell reinforces it a little bit.
Right.
And unfortunately, we're now well into our second generation of people who've been raised on, if you see it on TV or hear it on the radio, it's real.
Uh-huh.
It used to be if you see it in print,
sure.
and now it's become if you see it on TV.
In a lot of ways, media dictates reality, and that's kind of scary too.
Yes, it is. I mean, people like him do have a lot of power to influence people, but I think he is preaching to the choir.
Yeah. Well,
90% of the time.
I agree with you on that, definitely.
Keep up the great work, and I do hope they do not ax you.
Okay, Michael, thank you very much for your call, and keep listening. Let's see, now we've got another caller calling in on again from our affiliate KHOW in Denver. He's an Axeman Conifer. Good evening, Fred.
Hello?
Fred.
Yes.
Mike.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Hey, listen, I was just calling. I know, I think it was either last week or 2 weeks, and I know with Art Bell and the tail bob thing and the cult, everybody was giving Art a bad rap.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to kind of stick up a little bit for his defense. Now, I know, you know, I listen to him kind of religiously, and I know he's got some some pretty wild guests on there. And, then, you know, and also in the same aspect, he does have some pretty entertaining guests. But I know this whole thing started with Courtney Brown, having a photograph and that type of stuff. And, yeah, Art did kind of put him on the air, and, you know, they were talking about it, this and that. But when Art did get that photograph and put it up on the website, it pretty much discredited Courtney Brown's
mm-hmm.
theory that there was a ship following the comet.
Right.
And after that, he pretty much jumped all over Courtney Brown's butt about, you know, wait a minute. And that type of stuff. So, I don't know. I mean, yeah, Art, you know, he has a tendency to, you know, kind of go over on the deep end sometimes.
Right.
But, I mean, trying to maybe put this all on him or maybe say that, because I know some of the callers and some of the stuff that just in the last couple of weeks, I think that's a little far-fetched.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your call. Appreciate it, Fred.
Hey, and I hope they don't ask you, bud.
Thanks a lot.
See you, bye.
Goodbye. Okay, let's take one more call before we go to break. We're kind of running short on time here. We've got Rick calling in from our affiliate in KIDO in Boise, Idaho. Good evening, Rick.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I just got to ask you to do me a favor. Let me see. How do I say this? Late 88, early 89.
Mm-hmm.
I was stationed in Nevada at Fallon Air Station.
Right.
And I was in charge of the military police, whatever, for the night.
Uh-huh.
And my desk watch and I were sitting there, and we got all these phone calls from Hawthorne, Nevada, including the Army Depot down there and a sheriff. There was about 6-8 phone calls asking us if we had anything in the air at the time, which we didn't.
Uh-huh.
And they were reporting everything. It was pretty consistent reports on each phone call. Vehicle about the size of a football field hovering over Walker Lake.
Wow.
Lights flashing. I had a sheriff tell me that I can almost quote him. He said, "Son, I was in the Air Force for 22 years, and this is no military aircraft that I've ever seen," and all kinds of things. Well, I looked at my desk watch, and we both kind of looked at each other and said, "I think we'll leave this one off the logbook."
Interesting. You know, I'll tell you what, Rick, I'm going to have to go to break.
Hey, I don't blame you. If anybody out there knows anything or heard anything or saw anything and would call you and say, yeah, Rick isn't crazy, I'd appreciate it.
Do me a favor, Rick. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to have my producer get your number. I want to talk to you off air, okay?
Okay.
All right, so stay tuned, okay? Or stand by and hang on, okay? All right, I'm going to put him on hold. I put him on hold, so pick him up on line 4. Okay. 1-800-836-2009, 1-800-836-2009. We're going to go to break. When we come back, take more of your calls and some closing comments. I'm Michael Corbin, and you're listening to the Paranet Continuum.
Many magazines about UFOs. Continuum is different. Continuum is the official quarterly publication of Paranet and MICAP and is the outgrowth of Paranet's worldwide communications network on paranormal phenomena. It's in-depth, challenging, and above all, fascinating. It takes a straight-ahead, no-nonsense look at UFOs, worldwide sighting reports, parapsychology, abduction phenomena, futuristic science, and much, much more. You can get Continuum for just $18 a year. Continuum is also available by fax for a small additional fee. Be informed. Call now and subscribe to Continuum. Call 1-800-UFO-NET-1. That's 1-800-836-6381. Visa and MasterCard accepted. Continuum, published by Paranet Information Services and MICAP. Order yours today at 1-800-UFO-NET-1. Continuum, one of the most fascinating magazines you'll ever read.
We can rebuild it. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's best personal computer just for you. Better, stronger, faster than it was before. We have a stark ambition to make your computer everything you need it to be. You've had it in your dreams, now get it in your computer. Better monitors, stronger, bigger hard drives, faster processors and modems. You can have the technology the government can't cover up at prices far below what the Defense Department pays for a paperclip. Call Stark Ambition today at 303-809-0274 or visit our website at www.starknet.com. Call for the best prices on components, new systems, service and repair on single units and networks. On the information superhighway, it's better to travel with a nerd. So get yours today and put our Stark Ambition to work for you. Call Stark Ambition 303-809-0274 or see our price list on the web at www.starknet.com.
Thank you.
of the paranormal, UFOs, future science, parapsychology, angelic phenomena, ghosts, secret projects, government cover-ups, hoaxes, and frauds. We cover it all on the Paranet Continuum. Now back to your host, Michael Corbett.
And welcome back. We've got it. We're running out of time real quick here, but I'll take one more call. We've got Lynn calling in from our affiliate, KHOW in Denver. Good evening. Lynn?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. I was just calling to say that I think you're giving Art Bell a hard time.
Okay.
That's all. I mean, the caller before said that he had a bunch of weirdos on his show, but you've had the same people on your show.
Negative. No, I don't.
Malachi Martin.
He's not a weirdo. He's an eminent theologian. No, he's a prominent author.
The last caller said that Art Bell had those weirdos on his show.
Well, I would not have anybody like Courtney Brown or any of those people on my program.
He hasn't either since this happened.
Well, don't make any difference. He's had them on.
Well, the other thing I wanted to say is that Art Bell never, ever, ever said that that was a spaceship with a comet.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I do. I've got all his tapes, and I went back and re-listened.
Well, as we mentioned last week, if Bell kind of goes beyond that, he apostolizes it. And, he's very slick at what he does and very good at it. Listen, I'm going to have to cut you off. We're going to have to go, wrap up the program tonight. And thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Keep listening. And that wraps it up for us tonight. It was a very interesting program, and be sure and stay tuned next week for another exciting edition of the Paranet Continuum. In the meantime, if you'd like to reach me, you can reach me at 303-863-0484. That's 303-863-0484. And my email address is mcorbin@dimensional.com. That's mcorbin@dimensional.com. And, of course, same guest as Art Bell? No way. No, this is a quality program. I want to thank you for listening and say good night. Until next week, this is Michael Corbin telling you to keep your eyes on the skies. Good night.